Hello and welcome to Finn Sportsman. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and today we got some breaking news for you. James Harden has officially been traded to the Brooklyn Nets. He has been traded in a four-team trade. The Rockets, the Nets, the Cavaliers, and Pacers all involved in this trade. I'll tell you real quick which each team gets. Let's start off with the team that's giving up and getting a ton. The Rockets receive Victor Oladipo, 4 first-round picks, 4 pick swaps, Dante Exum, and Rodnis Kursis. I don't know how to say that name, but both point guards. And so they get Oladipo, 4 first-round picks. The Nets receive just James Harden. Then the Cavaliers receive Jarrett Allen and Taurean Prince. That just adds on to their big power forward center position. And the Pacers receive Chris LeVert in second round pick. That is what this team gets. So I'll tell you real quick what I think for each team and if I think it's bad or not for each of them. Let's start off with the Rockets receiving Victor Oladipo, Dante Exum, and Rodnis Kursis. To be honest, I think the Rockets should have gone more to the center if they could have got Taurean Prince instead of the Rodnis Kursis and Dante Exum. It would have been better because they have John Wall, Victor Oladipo, Robert Covington. Their team is still good. I think the thing they really needed was some big men. So if they could have got some big men, that would have been better. I also get 4 first-round picks, which will help a ton. They have 3 next year, I believe, now. So Rockets, A-plus trade for them. I like it. This one's going to be a long-term deal. I like what they got over there. In Houston, Victor Oladipo has been outstanding the last couple years now. This year, let's look at his stats real quick if we can pull them up. Here we go. He is averaging 20 points per game, almost 6 rebounds, and almost 4 assists. That is what he's doing right now. He's playing great right now. He's only 2 games with 0 points. I believe those are the 2 games that he missed with injury. He has 5 over 20-point games, and every single game is over 15 points. So, great trade for the Houston Rockets. Great trade. 4 first-round picks, A-plus for the Rockets. The Nets, on the other hand, this is a different story. I honestly think it might be crazy, but this is a bad trade for him. I think it will work in the short term, but just James Harden's attitude so far hasn't been looking like he's a professional basketball player because he's been missing out games. He said right to people's faces that he wants out, and I think this is a good trade for James Harden to get out of there. But then if you look at it on the Nets side, Kyrie Irving is still battling off court. He was out of Hardy without a mask, so that did not help. Kevin Durant is all by himself, so, and they're not going to get James Harden for at least another 2-3 weeks now, so this is a little bit of a pointless trade if they're trying to just get him for the rest of the season and next year. Okay, but this, I think, is going to be a great short-term opportunity, but long-term paying these guys is going to be hard. So I think this is a bad trade for the Nets. I'm going to still rate it a B+, but I don't think so. And also, I want to go back to the Rockets. Steve Spoelstra, I believe, is their head coach. This is a great trade for him, to be honest, because he's creating the team around what he wants because they got John Wall. They traded that because Steve Spoelstra knew he was going to trade for James Harden, and he just wanted to make him happy for a couple of games and knew he was going to trade James Harden, or he just got him to help James Harden. So Steve Spoelstra, whatever is in his mind right now, he's creating the team around him. So I think this is a great trade for him and right now what he's doing in Houston. Now let's go over to the Cavaliers. They got Jarrett Allen. He is a center. He's been playing good too. This guy is super tall, 6'11". He's averaging 11 points per game, 10 rebounds, and 2 assists. He's also had a ton of games over 10 points. He's had about 7 games over 10 points, which is really good. And I think this is a great trade for the Cavaliers, getting Jared Allen and Torian Prince. But I just don't like it on the power forward and all that, because this right now is really adding to the depth of the power forward center position, but they still got really good players there, like Andre Drummond, Kevin Love. There's still JaVale McGee, so I don't really think this trade helps them that much, but it's going to be good for this year and next year. So I like the Cavaliers. I'm giving them an A- for this grade. Let's go over to our last one is the Pacers, Chris LeVert, and a second round pick. This one, I'm going to rate it maybe like a C+. Only reason why is because I feel like they should have asked for more. I think the Dante Exum should have gone to the Pacers. I think Chris LeVert really does not do anything, in my opinion. I think all getting Chris LeVert, that's just to help with depth. But I don't really like where this is coming at. They could have had something just for cap space reasoning, but I think this is not the greatest of all moves that they've made. But he has been playing very good. I believe he's actually out. It might be another guy on Brooklyn, but he's out for the rest of the season. He's been average. No, it's a different guy, but Chris LeVert so far this season has 7 games, one game over 40, but 7 games over 20 points. Crazy. So this is going to be a great trade for him, for each team besides the Pacers, really, and Nets. I give the Pacers a C+. But that is the trade that happened. Also, some NHL tonight. We got a lot of games. Make sure to check them out. One of my favorite games is going to be watching my team, the Washington Capitals, against the Buffalo Sabres, because they got Chara from the Boston Bruins. So that's going to be exciting to watch. He's a very good player, so I'm excited to see this. So NHL tonight, we got that James Harden trade. Tell all your friends, come or visit Finn Sports Spin and to listen to this trade, in my opinion. So make sure to tell them to check out Finn Sports Spin. Also, I might have an article on James Harden trade in the next coming days. Thank you for watching. I'm Tyler Finberg. Until next time.